Right now, I'm still at a small town called Gorakshet, which is 4 kilometers from base camp, but all day today, we've just seen people leaving base camp, heading down the mountain, either trekking back down or taking helicopters out of here.
And how are you in general?
Right now, I'm doing fine. Everyone's pretty calm at the moment. I've got no plans to leave the mountain anytime soon because of the situation in Kathmandu. So it's actually safer for me to stay up here, high on the mountain where there's plenty of supplies of food and water to last us for a long time. You know, they stock up for the whole season, so they've got plenty of stuff here. We are higher now than we were when the earthquake first hit about 4 days ago now.
So you've carried on climbing to the top, have you?
Yeah, after the earthquake struck, we decided not to head down. We decided to keep going up towards the top of the Everest Base Camp trek, and just because it was safer. About 90% of the people who were here, of the tourists and the trekkers, were moving down towards Lukla, which is the small airport on the mountain, which takes you back to Kathmandu. But we knew that, first of all, that airport would have been hugely congested, even if they were flying out to Kathmandu. And then once you arrived in Kathmandu, it was a much worse situation. We heard that they've turned the water off, there's no electricity most of the time, so we decided to start pre-trekking up higher.
And have you spoken to your family recently?
I managed to speak to them only 24 hours after the original earthquake hit, and that was the first word that I managed to get out. But again, we had bad weather at that time, and it was the network connection was very poor. So I just managed to say a few words, though. I was fine. And then the day after, 48 hours after the original earthquake, I managed to speak to them properly.